Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for a community comment. I hope that each one of you had a good Thanksgiving and that you were looking forward to the Christmas season. I was fortunate to spend my holiday with the majority of my family, with everyone doing their part to make it a pleasant and memorable event. One of my pet peeves is the ever-so-heavy advertising for Black Friday. Even after the day passes, both television and newspaper advertising still push the event. I know what the word black denotes in this instance, but it still hits me as something dark and foreboding. No, I'm not against merchants earning a living, but there is the importance of giving thanks for what we already have. Another peeve is the immediate sale of Christmas trees following Thanksgiving Day. Again, I know the need for the tree farmers to harvest and transport their trees to market in a timely manner. But when Christmas Day arrives, the tree is so dry that it should not even be inside the house due to fire safety concerns. As many trees as we have growing in our area, there are not many tree farms where you can buy a Christmas tree a little closer to the holiday, so the results in the early cutting and long transport times from other areas. Another subject also has generated more peas for me to address. As usual, there is the concern for the homeless spending nights on the street in cold and wet weather. This year, a coalition of agencies is looking for a site where a 24-hour, 7-day-week operation winter shelter would be located, providing housing plus health and job services. We have a number of shelters located in the area. Will this additional shelter interfere with what we already have, or will it run in harmony with the existing services? In any case, there is the age-old maneuver that never changes. We always wait until winter is upon us to make plans for the needy, leading to intolerable circumstances for many. If we are going to provide shelter for those in need, why don't we do it the right way rather than putting it on the back burner during good weather? Another question is, how much is the city of Eureka going to spend on this problem? The city does not have a welfare department, nor should it have one. We pay our taxes to the county to maintain a welfare department. The city has no money, nor organization, nor the expertise, and should only participate on a minimal basis. I admire those who care enough to help provide for the needy, but in order to be successful, teamwork is a necessity. We have many caring citizens in Humboldt County, which is the basis required to help those in need. For those involved, I wish them well. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.